Hump day, everybody.
Pew, pew.
On the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yes, it is.
And it is hump day. We're so glad you have chosen to spend your hump day with us. There it is. Pew, pew, pew. Hey, Bradley.
Yeah.
I actually saw a headline this morning having something to do with Kris Jenner and some TikTok celebrity, and I decided not to read it.
Oh.
But I knew that you'd read the report of the report.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me do the devil's work. But I did, actually, and I think our listeners are going to enjoy this journey, so come on along, kids. It's a Kardashian train wreck. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know what the sound effect is for that. But I will say that TMZ had the story yesterday about Kris Jenner coming after a TikTok star, claiming that, or I should say, arguing, rather, that this woman's claims on TikTok are B to the S.
Thank you.
Yes.
By the way, it's TikTok.
So, actually, we should have had Kesha up in there. Anyway.
Yeah, right?
So here's the story. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this is not going to make any sense to you. Kris Jenner, through a rep, says, "I don't know Ava Louise." Now, there's a good chance you don't know Ava Louise,
your
kids might know Ava Louise. When I first saw this, honestly, it said Tina Louise, and I was like, oh, wow, that woman?
Which one?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Long story. No, Ava Louise is a TikTok social media influencer who gained attention last week after posting a TikTok suggesting that Kanye West was hooking up with YouTube beauty guru Jeffree Star. That's a lot of words.
We talked about that rumor.
We did talk about the rumor, and the rumor came from this Ava Louise on the Tiki Talky. And which is a newfangled, it's like a thing that the kids are doing. No, so Kris was like, "Hi, I don't know who this person is, and I have not yet taken any legal action. However, if she continues to spread lie after lie in a fake letter in a desperate cry for public attention, which she admitted on record that she's been seeking, then we will have no choice but to take legal action on principle." So Kris Jenner's coming hard for this woman, okay? She's coming hard for her.
Apparently she is.
And yeah, and a pirate, too. And if there were any pirates in the Kardashian family, Kris Jenner would definitely be
a pirate.
Captain Hook of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting, right? Because, like, up to this point, many people, other than like all the young people who are on TikTok, probably don't know who an Ava Louise is. And why would Kris Jenner waste any time coming after her? We'll put a pin in that.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. Here is the thing that really chapped my head. Remember, I said we're on a journey with Kris Jenner coming after a TikToker.
I have a first class seat on this journey.
TikTokia. Mm-hmm. TikTokian? I don't know what they call themselves. Her rep, that is Kris Jenner's rep, said, quote, and I want you to pay special attention. If this was a classroom, I would have you write this down.
Okay.
Quote.
Mm-hmm. Make sure this is in your notes, kids.
This is Kris Jenner talking to a TikToker through her rep.
Okay.
Via the media. Quote. Making up fake stories in an effort to monetize and get attention, which has a direct effect on people's lives, is not okay. Perhaps she should spend, that is the TikToker, should spend that time instead seeking the help she clearly needs to deal with her issues.
Okay. Can we go back to part one?
With pleasure.
Physician,
heal thyself. Making up fake stories in an effort to monetize. Let me translate. Making up fake stories in an effort to monetize and get attention, which has a direct effect on people's lives, .. is my thing,
yeah,
bitch!
Exactly. Do not
get out the way!
Again, to put it more succinctly, quit stealing my move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who gets to make up fake stories in an effort to monetize and get attention, which has a direct effect on people's lives. Look at my poor son, Rob, who has sadly been forced to go into partnership with a bizarre hot sauce brand, and as we'll learn later in the show today, pop brand, which rivals Canada Dry. What?
What?
Kris Jenner.
Yeah, this is rich.
Has some balls.
Oh, she's got some balls.
Big old dangly
and
ones.
That's with a Z.
Oh.
It's a W-L-Z. Mm-hmm. Bulls. to come after this woman. And I will say, do so at your own peril, Kris Jenner, mm-hmm. because I don't know if you've looked around lately.
I've had a moment to scan the scene.
It's like a Mama's and a Papa song. I can't remember which one, though, but there's some stuff changing. Uh-huh. No, it's actually a Mama Cass song. There's a new world coming.
It's like Mama Cass is here with us right now.
There's a new world. I love Mama Cass, and I went through a Mama Cass period in my early 20s, and I would sit alone in my studio apartment and sing her song into the mirror. It's
as much as I want to talk about that, yes, please.
Pay attention to us.
Anybody. Somebody. Like,
please tell Kris Jenner to call us.
Somebody tell her to give us
it would
a
be
call.
The highest compliment, I mean, to have her cease and desist us.
She can be on her elliptical. I don't care.
That happened once.
That did happen.
But do you see what I'm saying? Okay, yeah. React. What yeah. do you think?
No, I think, no. I'm trying to react. No, it's the richest of the rich that the thing, and also too, to your earlier point, like, I don't know that this story was as big as it was until now that she's inserting herself into it.
Well, first of all, we talked about this story fully a week ago and did not mention Ava Louise once.
Not her name, not even once.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know that this story is part of the cultural zeitgeist in the way that Kris Jenner seems to think it is. And I also think, how do I say this? A rumor is just a rumor, right? Yeah. A rumor is just a rumor.
Unless you start carping about it.
Exactly. Then you start to wonder, like, what's actually going on there? How do I say this?
I, with words, I hope.
I know. What I don't want to do is, like, accidentally offend somebody, but with my truth, which is this. Kris Jenner might be a little bit sensitive to gender issues and...
Oh!
Do you see where I'm going with that?
I mean, yeah.
And I'm saying to some uninformed yep. individuals, yep. there is a very thin line in the GLBTQ universe. Meaning, Kris Jenner... felt burned by Caitlyn Jenner's transition.
Mm-hmm.
A story about her daughter's husband cheating on her with a person who kind of experiments with their gender fluidity. It seems like she's coming out swinging because of the way she thinks it reflects on her.
Yeah, that's an interesting
take.
And
that's just, like, my armchair psychology.
Pondered it. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know what the motivation is, but what I can say with certainty, because that's really a low bar on this show,
yeah,
that this bugged her for
it
some reason.
Got to
or
her.
It bugged somebody that she is responsible in her stable of celebrity. Somebody said, put an end to this now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's using, by the way, let's just be clear how this all works. She is using TMZ to get the story out. And again, TMZ is nothing more than an extension of Kris Jenner.
Right.
So... it's clear to me that something got to her about this story, and ultimately, the evidence is in how, like, sort of blindly she's carping about it in a way that doesn't make much sense. Because, yeah. again, just to point out, Kris Jenner, the words you just used could be applied to yourself on a daily basis.
Yeah, in fact, we do apply those words.
Thank you.
On a daily basis. Can we talk about another thing real quick?
Another thing?
Yeah, another thing. Course. Because like I told you in the very beginning of this conversation, I came upon this article today and opted out of reading the report. And so thank you for giving me the report of the report. But like you said, it was a TMZ article. So I yep. scanned past it. But there's always a photograph that accompanies the TMZ articles.
Yeah.
And it was the photograph that made me say, I think we need to talk about something.
What's that?
I think we need to uncover the Kardashian-Jenner face swap that's happening within the family, because we've talked about it before, as in regards to Chloe. Chloe is borrowing her sister's face.
Kylie's face, yeah. Oof. Right? Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie's face. Kylie is borrowing
Kim's face.
Exactly. Kris Jenner, to bring it all full circle, is apparently borrowing Chloe's face.
It is weird, right?
What the heck is going on with these guys?
They all, and it's not just Chloe's face, it's Chloe's Kylie face.
It's that Kris Jenner is seeing.
Now, we look at a lot of
faceception. I don't know what to do with all of it.
We look at a lot of photos, so trust us when we say this is like this is a real thing. If you look at the photo, the exclusive that TMZ posts of Kris Jenner, her face looks like Chloe wants her face to look like, which is a version of Kylie's face. Mm-hmm. Now you'll say, well, they're all related. This is not genetics. This is like face fillers and plastic surgery and contouring. That's what they're co-opting. It's not that I'm saying like, oh, these women all look alike, because like the women in on my dad's side of the family, they all kind of have a very similar look. That's not
sometimes
what I'm talking about.
Sometimes genes are strong.
Yeah, that's not what this is. This is this is all of them are just a version. Ultimately, it all goes back to Kim, because Kim is the one that started this facial experiment and journey, and they're all just kind of gradations of that. Courtney, much less so.
And, and Rob are the and Kendall.
Kendall, yeah.
They seem to all be comfortable with their own faces, the ones they were given that they came to the planet with.
Yep.
Yeah, I. It's troubling.
It is.
But what is not troubling is how much we can depend on Elizabeth Reese to join us each and every day at 12:20 to give us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. We've got a dirt alert coming up after this on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hello, you guys. It's nice to be with you on this fine Wednesday.
We are so happy to have you with us.
And also with you.
What a joy it is. Mary-Kate Olsen and Olivier Sarkozy have finally settled their divorce. This was something we were talking about long before I went on maternity leave. Oh, it's been going on for quite some time.
Just, like, do not... Timelines in life right now are irrelevant to me. Like, I cannot figure out.
I might actually be 62 years old today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible.
I was going to say
something about
that.
Imagine, guys, if you were with a newborn too. Like,
oh my gosh.
I had a newborn for 3 months, was on leave, and then all of this going on. I didn't know what hour of the day it was.
No, I so am with you.
Where I was, what was happening for months. I mean,
because
I
that's
no
already
sense of time.
That is already maternity leave life feels like.
Yeah, it's like you just don't know. It could be night, it could be day.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing night and day, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very confusing.
Oh, and then pile that. Elizabeth Reese. What an adventure.
It was disorienting. I will tell you, that
I'm
is the
sure.
truth. In an okay way. But
well, at least we get to be your port in a storm today.
Yes, it's exactly what you are. They finally reached a settlement in their divorce. Mary-Kate Olsen and Olivier Sarkozy, and his attorney said, as of this morning, we've reached a final agreement. They're going to have things finalized and signed off and sent to the judge by next week. You know, this was quite a contentious divorce. She filed for divorce in May. And she then attempted to file for an emergency divorce during a moratorium on new cases brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, claiming that her husband of 5 years had ended the lease on their $29,000 a month apartment.
So unbelievable.
And she was trying to find a new place amid the health crisis, which wasn't easy. So then she moved to a $325,000 Hamptons rental for the summer. Listen, she's got the cash.
God.
And now they've... settled.
What do you get for $325,000?
You get
summer?
That for the whole summer. You know, it's interesting. The Hamptons is such a fascinating thing because actually a lot of like young people will go in on a big house together.
Mm-hmm. It's
and
like
then,
a whole culture.
And then they'll go out there for the summer because they just can't handle. I mean, if you've ever visited New York City in the summer, you want to pull your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot.
See, I feel like I'm the kind of person that would stay in New York while everybody else left.
That does happen, and that makes things easier, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Bradley's like, I got the whole city to myself. That's great.
And it just smells like hot garbage all the time.
Yay!
So I just wear
my favorite odor.
Just wear a mask before masks were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you get used to it, you know?
Yeah, you do. Hot garbage. I will never forget when I went to New York one time with my husband, and he was like, is it garbage day today? And I was like, this is just
every day is garbage day.
It's every day is garbage day. There's just garbage piled up.
Only someone would start taking that garbage out, kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Kim Kardashian will always love Kanye West, but their marriage struggle is extremely draining.
Says who?
Us Weekly.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. I mean, yeah. Okay, go on. So I'm going to try to figure out who's shilling this narrative.
Yeah. I mean, Kim has tried to help Kanye, is what's being reported, but he doesn't believe he needs to be treated by doctors or take medication for bipolar, and she can't have their kids' lives continue to be disrupted by him. I mean, listen, whatever grain of truth there is, that's certainly not the first time that that story has been told in mm-hmm. families.
Absolutely. Like,
if there's a major mental health disorder and there is a resisting treatment going on, it is challenging to continue on with the family unit.
Yeah,
and not to make other comparisons, but there are many times and many things that can happen in life that, you know, what I'm saying is this sounds totally plausible. Whether in fact it's the case, at least the narrative seems plausible. And although I keep going back to Elizabeth, you said about Kim Kardashian, at this point, it's just her trying to find the narrative to exit the relationship.
Yeah, it's the
optics. With her dignity and whatever that is intact.
Yeah. And I think maybe trying to keep him calm. I don't know. The when he said that stuff about them talking about aborting North
during his presidential campaign,
to me, that was like, this is it. That's very challenging to come back from that, because whatever you can say about Kim Kardashian, she loves her children. Mm-hmm. I mean, she loves her children and she wants to protect her children. And I think having him say that about their child was like, that's enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, that certainly, I think, was a turning point, even in the narrative as we saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Demi Lovato is going to open up about her 2018 overdose in this new YouTube docuseries called Dancing with the Devil. I'm intrigued by this. I'm always interested in what she's doing.
Me, too.
So its first two episodes are going to be out on March 23rd. And this is YouTube Originals just announced this. You know, YouTube is trying to get into the original content game. They were the first. They were the ones who put the money behind Cobra Kai.
Yes.
It didn't get big until it went onto Netflix.
I was so thankful. We actually paid to watch that on
YouTube.
Did
you?
Oh, yes.
We haven't watched it, but we've watched Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3 the last three weekends with the kids.
Okay, so let me just tell you this. Okay, sorry.
No.
Side note.
Tell me.
It's a slow burn, kind of. The first couple seasons are good, but not great.
Okay.
The third season is OMG so great.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love when things are allowed to get better.
It really builds.
It's the worst when something like starts out so strong and then it gets bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you, Bradley. Look
exactly
at how
like all you. Of us.
You've grown into so much more fun every year that goes by.
Know.
You become a more enjoyable person.
It's true.
Thank you.
But here's what the Demi Lovato docuseries is going to be about. A rep says it's going to provide an honest look back at some of the most trying times in Lovato's life as she unearths her prior traumas and discovers the importance of her physical, emotional, and mental health. Fans will be granted unprecedented access to Lovato's recovery as well as her career over the last 3 years.
I'm curious enough. I will hear the report of the report after people watch it. If it seems like something that is worth the time and energy, I'm in.
Well, and it's just telling for those who are fans of Demi Lovato, mm-hmm. this is obviously, you know, the kind of content they want. So, you know, this will just, it feels like now we're in a place with pop stars where you need to have this exposition of your, you know, inner demons or your inner struggles in order to, you know, bring your fans along for the ride.
Isn't that funny? And it used to be that you just would hide it all with drugs and try to act like everything was perfect.
Maybe this
I think
is
they
healthier.
Do a little of that too.
I think we could probably maybe in the next, you know, generation hit a middle ground.
Yeah.
Where it could be like, we don't have to hide everything. We also don't have to share everything.
True. We also don't have to, like, do drugs and hide everything in order to tell you later about the experience of doing drugs and hiding everything.
All true, mm-hmm. Colleen. The future looks bright
it
if we can get
does.
There.
Elizabeth does it? Reese, our future looks bright because we'll talk to you again tomorrow with another Dirt Alert. Thank you so much. Hey, we need somebody to play our 30-second pop culture challenge. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize on My Talk 1071. Hey guys, here's how this works. Sometimes I feel like we've done it a lot, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe some people don't know the rules. We're going to play a game, but in order to play the game, we need a contestant. So Somebody needs to give a call to 651-641-1071. I don't mean to shame you. My apologies if it sounded like that. But it's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
My friend Christopher Walken would like to know, why aren't you calling?
Because we just want to play a game, and that game is called the 30-Second Pop Culture Challenge.
30-Second Pop Culture Challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, rude! Now, now you're calling.
Now you're calling. Okay.
Well, we don't want to play now. What if we behave that way?
We are so rude. Like, we shame people for not calling. It's no wonder they don't call.
You know what we're going to do sometime when this happens? Not to this person, because they're probably a very nice person. Mm-hmm. But the next person who does this, we're just going to be like, hey, are you ready to play the game? And they'll be like, yep. And I'll be like, too bad. We're done. Bye.
Okay, so let that be your warning. Holly, who do we have on the phone today?
Oh, Amy's on the
phone.
You
got to turn your mic on.
I know, it's hard sometimes. Amy's
too
here.
Too many buttons. Too many buttons.
Amy's on the line, and what is Amy playing for?
Amy's playing for this.
A MyTalk 1071 t-shirt.
Yay!
Hey, Amy, are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I am.
Okay, good. Thank you for calling, by the way. You did your duty. Now I'm going to do another duty in the form of asking you this question.
Let's hope this game doesn't turn into a duty.
Here we go. Chris Harrison is the host of what reality competition series?
The Bachelor.
John Travolta made a career comeback in what 1994 movie?
Pulp Fiction.
Crockett and Tubbs are the lead characters from...
Miami Vice.
Kevin Bacon is married to which actress?
Kira Sedgwick.
The Duke of Hastings is a character on what Netflix series? Duke of Hastings.
Oh, everybody's Richard talking about it.
Yes! Yes!
Pew, pew. I'm so glad you called, Amy. Today was your day.
Now way to just nail it.
Now you got to hold the line, Amy, because I got to get all your information.
Miami Vice!
Okay, while
so
you're,
you can get your t-shirt.
While you're getting her information, Holly, and by the way, thank you, our wonderful producer, Holly, who has, I don't know if anybody knows this, she has literally 8 arms. And 2 brains.
Oh, that's what that is. I was wondering what that thing was.
I don't know how she does it. She can do 1,000 things all at the same time. Anyway, I would just like to say, let that be a lesson to everybody.
That's how you play the game, kids.
That is how you play the game. Amy knew some stuff. I actually think she might have set a record for doing that the fastest.
Okay, don't oversell it. She was still late calling.
Okay. I don't want to blame her for that.
I'm just being honest. I'm being blunt.
Okay.
That's what the times call
for.
That's
what we're doing right now, you guys. 2021, it's the year
I'm kidding.
Blunt.
I'm very happy that Amy called. And if you want to be like Amy, play the game tomorrow.
You better call. All right, tomorrow. Put a little note in your calendar.
Just say, Siri, alarm. Remind me tomorrow at 12:30 to call Colleen and Bradley.
Okay, I'm going to do this too, just for everybody, right? Because there are some people who don't use their Siri. Hey, Alexa, set a reminder for tomorrow at 12:30 to call the Colleen and Bradley Show. There we go.
I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm not. Mm-mm. All right, now let's get...
All these people are going to be like, what?
They're like, oh.
What?
All right, now it's time to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Sorry, I need to interrupt. I just realized I forgot one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Google. Set an alarm for 12:30 tomorrow to call the Colleen and Bradley Show. Okay, Holly, as
I hope it didn't do 12:30 a.m.
I don't
That's
care.
That's rude.
Maybe that'll teach you a lesson.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's rude that you didn't call to play our game.
Yeah, make your own reminder if I did it so badly. All right, Holly, thank you for that.
So big.
I hope someone makes that their text message notification.
Ringtone.
Working on it as we speak.
Thank you. I have a little beef with NT Lawyer today because he hasn't updated any blind items.
Rude.
So I have to sift through the blind items we didn't get to yesterday. So this is kind of the junior varsity blind item reveals today.
Sell it.
Hey, I'm just, it's what it is.
No, full disclosure. That's how we roll here.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Now, try to solve this celebrity gossip mystery. It turns out the former reality star, tattoo artist slash makeup artist hasn't even finalized the sale of that house out of state that she wanted and publicized to all the tabloids. It's looking more and more likely that the house purchase was contingent on actually getting a reality show.
Ooh, is that some Kat Von to the D?
I mean, yep. That's the only tattoo artist reality star we know.
That's true, actually. I think that's accurate.
So it turns out that Kat Von D hasn't even finalized the sale of that house, and I think it's Indiana that she wanted, and she publicized this to all the tabloids. It's looking more and more like the house purchase was contingent on Kat Von D getting a reality show.
Wait, why was she going to Indiana?
Yeah, why would you want a house in Indiana?
Well, she was...
No offense to Indiana, but... kind of offense.
They're not here. Don't worry about it. They're not present in this conversation.
You never know. We stream all around the world.
True dat.
Well, I think the story is that Kat Von D said she was buying this house in Indiana because she was tired of living in California.
Mm.
But she was like, well, it doesn't mean I'm going to leave California. It just means one day maybe I want to leave California. So I'm going to buy this house. And it turns out that it's just because she wanted it to be a location for a reality show.
Okay.
The anti lawyer better get busy, man, because I don't care about that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a new Holly. That's
I told you. Yeah. I told
Kat
you
coming into this.
What? Blinded
by the idol. She didn't get a Kat Von D, she gets a Kat Von F for that story.
Got it.
Sorry.
Like she failed.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. You know, like grades A.
Got it.
Through F.
Through F. F means fail.
You should never.
You're so rude.
I am not. Passed, I didn't say nothing.
I passed Hebrew. Thank you.
As my grandma used to say,
C's get degrees. Oh, no, that's what I said.
Well, somebody had
to graduate. D's get degrees, too. I got news for you.
True that. Sorry, Holly, what did your grandma used to say?
Well, somebody had to graduate at the bottom of the class.
It's true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Try this celebrity gossip mystery on for size. The girlfriend of this A-plus list mostly movie actor all of us love has been caught up in some very shady practices the past couple of years. This year, she applied for a PPP loan.
The girlfriend of an A-plus list mostly movie actor.
So let's
girlfriend.
Let's figure out the actor. And
we all love him.
Yeah.
He's so very it's none of the ones we're thinking of because they're all married.
Tom Hanks.
Exactly. A-plus list mostly movie actor.
But she's not a celebrity.
No, she's a creative person. Okay. And the only reason we know her is because she's in a relationship with this guy.
Yeah. Oh, so we don't know her from her family?
No.
Okay. Darn.
Who were you thinking?
Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Oh, smart. That was smart. Okay, and it's not Ryan Reynolds. And
okay, give me decades of age for this actor. Like, what decade of his life is he in?
He's in his 50s.
Is it? Oh, he's in his 50s.
Is it Brad Pitt?
No.
A-plus list, mostly movie. We all
is he friendly with
him.
Brad Pitt?
Sure.
I mean, aren't they?
Oh! Leo. Oh, okay.
No, this actor's 56.
Oh, Leo's not in his 50s. What was I thinking?
He belongs to several high-profile and beloved franchises. I can think of three off the top of my head that this person has been involved in.
And he's in his 50s.
Yes.
And we all love him. Do we love him?
I think so.
Okay. And he's A+.
Yes.
Seems like this should be on the tip of our tongue.
Three franchises, two action franchises, one comedy franchise.
Mm.
So he's versatile.
The Rock.
No, he's married. See, I almost said that. And then I almost said like Kevin Hart, but then no.
This person is very beloved. He has been the subject of several memes for emoting on a
Keanu
bench.
Keanu Reeves. Duh. Oh my gosh. Duh. Duh, 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 duh. Duh, duh, duh.
I wouldn't call him A-plus list.
Oh, he is.
According to NT Lawyer, I mean. You really think he's still considered A-plus list?
Yeah.
I
think so, for sure.
I don't think so. But anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Tell me the story.
Well, no. The girlfriend of Keanu Reeves has been caught up in some very shady practices the past couple of years. Apparently, this year, his girlfriend, I think her name is Alexandra Grant, applied for a PPP loan. Now, NT Lawyer has been throwing a lot of blind items about her over the internet the past couple of years, saying that she's kind of bad news bears.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to like her.
Yeah.
Okay.
For various reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to keep our eye on her.
Alexandra Grant, LLC, independent artists, writers, and performers, Los Angeles. She received a PPP loan for $8,711.
Wow.
From Wells Fargo.
Well, the Wells Fargo.
How'd you hack into that system?
I Googled Alexandra Grant PPP.
Okay.
How did I hack into that system?
Okay. All right.
Clickety clack.
I'm on the internet.
Hey, I really wanted another.
Nah, I mean, it's Justin Timberlake is a cad and he's cheating again.
Oh. He's a cat?
That is headline news.
Meow, meow.
Okay. That's a bummer. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, more about Army Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal?
Get it? It was like Army Hammer, but then Hannibal Lecter. That was...
Yeah, I'm aware.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Thank you for that, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That is Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
And on Monday, we started on a journey of learning about the preferences of Armie Hammer. And it seemed as though he leaned towards some weird kinky cannibalism.
Okay. You can't just say, like, it's just like a weird kinky cannibal, okay, as if there's a non-kinky cannibal.
But then, well, I don't... I
mean, you can be asexual and a cannibal.
Yeah, I think that for some people, it might just be about preferences. Also, I don't know that I've ever given much thought to it because ish. Okay, next, though. Then yesterday, I was not here, but I know that there was a little update on the Armie Hammer front, and today there's yet... another
hammer time. Let me chew on your toe. So look, I don't want to go too deep into the kink. I'm not going to kink shame Armie Hammer and what he gets up to.
I mean, unless like murder and eating people is involved.
Hey, look, it's, you know, free country. Not really.
Yeah, you don't want to. What I'm saying, you don't want to take people's rights away. Is
not
what you're
really
telling me.
The not really, by the way, was that it's a free country. It was more about, I don't really care about Armie Hammer's kinks. I also don't approve of cannibalism.
Thank you.
To be clear.
Unless you're eating yourself.
Unless. Well. That's. Okay. I'm going to stop and go forward on the journey that I intended to take us on, which is that it is now a story about Armie Hammer's kinks. That is affecting the image of his ex-wife. So this story is growing wider. So we learned about this like weird, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, story about how Armie Hammer likes to chew on some toes, as you told us about earlier this week. But also, that is a storyline that those are rumors that have been around for a long time to people that were paying attention. One wonders why, but we did, and that's okay. We're fine with it. But the wider world was paying attention to it based on those images and alleged text excerpts that you made us aware of. But now it appears that Elizabeth Chambers is like, I don't want to be a part of this wackadoodle kink business. Because there was a story in the Daily Mail yesterday, exclusive. Armie Hammer's estranged wife says, he appears to be a monster. I am shocked and sickened by his weird kinks. So says Elizabeth Chambers.
He appears to be a monster.
He appears to be a monster. Now, you'll remember that the only reason we would have talked about Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers on this show previously was that they were getting divorced, right? And
right, and she'd like absconded with their children to Grand Cayman, which we were a little jealous of.
Yeah.
We wished we were the children.
She was like, oh, I guess we'll just hang out on this tropical island that doesn't have any COVID. But most recently, last week anyway, Armie got out of his quarantine on the island of Grand Cayman, so that he could hang out with his kids. But according to our sources, actually the sources for the Daily Mail. In fact, they say that it's a friend, a close friend of Elizabeth Chambers, the now ex-wife of Armie Hammer, that she is socked and shocked.
Are you okay?
And sickened. I almost did that in reverse and it would have sounded like a bad word.
Yeah.
By she was shocked and sickened by the actor's alleged messages that discuss some really inappropriate fantasies. I shouldn't say inappropriate because I don't know what this is and I don't know what we're really talking about, but there's some BDSM, some cannibalism, some other stuff.
You know, the usual.
I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting to me that a source is saying that Elizabeth Chambers is having opinions about her ex-husband's kink. And I think there's only one reason why.
Why?
Because she was a part of that kinky business and she don't want the taint. She don't want Armie Hammer's taint. What? She does not want to be painted with the broad brush of nasty. I think you're saying
she does not want to be tainted by that story.
Elizabeth Chambers does not want Armie Hammer's taint all up on her. Could I be more clear? Anyway, she also... Seriously, what is wrong with you two?
I'm not mature enough to have this conversation right now.
Say... If
what,
you'll
what
allow
next?
Me.
What next?
What the source goes on to say.
Tell us.
he's nasty. That's basically what they're saying.
He nasty.
They claim that one of the women... I'm not even going to go into it. You can litigate whether you think these allegations are a bunch of booter and all, if they're real or not. But I, my takeaway from this story is that I think Elizabeth Chambers is like, ooh, that touches a little too close to home. I do not want any part of that. And I will say, we think that because the rumors that our good friend Enty Lawyer put out there, or the gossip anyway, was... that the two of them got up to some kinky business. Not cannibalism, to be fair.
Yeah, no, but that they swung. Swang.
Swing, swang, swung.
Exactly. Yeah. That they enjoyed the company of other people. And that that was like a thing in their marriage.
Yeah.
Which again, you know...
Which is not that kinky compared to, you know...
Eating people.
The flesh of other humans.
I don't, you know, like consenting adults can get up to whatever they consent to get up to, right?
Yeah.
So, but it is interesting to me, like you said, that she's trying to distance herself from any kind of kink-related storyline. I think you're right, though. She doesn't want his
also
taint.
Can we just say too that
she doesn't want to be tainted by him?
Can I just say too that there's another story in the Daily Mail about some like shocking photos of him, where he looks depraved and he's licking somebody's hand with white crystals on it.
Okay, what? Where are these photos?
But
okay,
also, here. He's drinking beer behind the wheel.
Yeah, here, what? Hold on.
Yeah.
Look at this.
They're in the grid.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So, shocking video. Bleeps getting weird. Armie Hammer out of it, drinking beer behind the wheel and licking white crystals off a friend's hand. As sources tell of his downward spiral into drugs and depravity. My thought on all of this is, I wonder how much of this is connected to their divorce and custody situation.
Say that, like, how so? I mean, yes.
Well, I mean, if he looks bad in the press,
right.
I mean, that benefits her.
So maybe this is, oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, her sources are talking about how she's shocked by his cannibalism.
Yeah, which makes her look good.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Shall be revealed.
It's how true that is. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, this is such a fun thing to think about. What is your dream job? 651-641-1071. What is your dream job? That's how easy the question is. We're not even going to judge you. What's your dream job? 651-641-1071.